coming. I'm going to welcome our new Hashra guest here, Mr. Gershon. We're in Shiva together, what, 20 years ago? How long ago? So he told me everything I know. Shkai, so. There you go, I'm going to say. Okay, so this week is Daf Chafa. We're going to start in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. Just make an interesting quick ka'ara before we start. I have to actually I'll say something over from my Rabbi Raparnas. He had an interesting, I don't remember if I asked him one time or just told him it to me, but he mentioned something interesting. If you notice how you go through different halachas in the Rambam. So for example, in Hilchos, it's combined. Hilchos, Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav are all combined together, which we spoke about once before. Chodesh HaSanim, that was something he had said once before also. But it's interesting that when it comes to, let's say, for example, Hilchos Shofar. All right, so the way the Rambam starts the Hilchos Shofar in Parak Aleph is Mitzvah Seshel Torah Lushmo Atru HaShofar Baruch Hashanah. Then the Rambam does talk about, which when we're discussing tonight, which shofar we should use. Fine, but he starts off with the Mitzvah Seshel, the blowing, the Maisa of the Tekiah. When he starts with Hilchos Sukkah in Parak Dalet, he starts off by saying Shir HaSukkah Gova in Pachos Me'asar Tfachim. Right away, he doesn't talk about the Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah. He discusses that a few prakim later. He discusses that three prakim later. But he discusses kind of the halachas of the structure of the sukkah. Okay, now, Parak Vav, then he talks about who's chayiv, who's patur from sukkah. And when it comes to lulav also, he starts off by saying, kapos tmarim hamurus betorah in chariyo shodeko. He starts describing what the dalaminim are. Before he even goes into the maisa netilah. If you look in, let's say, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam starts Hilchos Chametz Matzah when first he talks about Hilchos Chametz, but once he gets into the Matzah, he talks about the mitzvah of eating Matzah, and then only then does he go into defining what Matzah is. Okay, so his observation was that whenever there's a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah, the Rambam starts off by discussing the Chetzah, then the Maisa. So it's Madir, because by Sukkah, as we know, Sukkah is a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. And Dalaminim, Lulav and Esrog is a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. But Shofar does not have Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. The Mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar is to listen to the Shofar, and the Shofar is not a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. The proof is, by the way, this is a famous halacha, that the Rambam paskins Mefurish that a Shofar HaGuzzle is kosher. You could blow a Shofar HaGuzzle. Why? Because what are you stealing when you're stealing a shofar? But what's the mitzvah of shofar? The mitzvah of shofar is the kol. There's no chav. You steal a lulav and eser, you can't be yotzei mitzvah. So you see there. So it's interesting. When the Rambam, if he's right, then you could know there's some halakas where it's important to know is there a chetzah shel mitzvah here. But if you follow this cloud, then you'll know whether there's chetzah shel mitzvah. So it's assuming, and then we know the Rambam sheet is when it comes to a shofar, there's no chetzah shel mitzvah. Just like a little hakdama to these halachas here, which is interesting. Okay, so the focus of Daf Chavav primarily was on what shofar you can use, what shofar you can use to be yotzei. Alright? So basically, if you go through the Mishnah, there were two Mishnayos on Daf Chavav, and the question is how we put them together. So the first Mishnah, Daf Chavav, was on the top of Daf Chavav and Aleph, called Shofros Ksherim, Chutz Mishopara. Sheet of the Tanakhama, sheet of Rabbanan is that all shofars are kosher except for that of a para. So it's funny, when you read the Mishnah, you kind of think like there's a whole list of shofars that you could potentially use, and there's only one you can't use, right? But it turns out when you look in Rashi says that there are really only two you can use, right? Call a shofros, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Daf Chavav, Bein Shel Ayal, Bein Shel Ya'el. When you talk about our animals here, if I'm getting the English wrong, you know, I was. Forget, but I wrote something down. Ayal is a ram. Everybody agrees with that, right? Okay, so far so good. And Ayal is a goat. A wild goat, right? Okay, shkar. So that's what it is, okay? But you cannot use that of a para, that of a cow, obviously. The Gemara gave three different reasons. Well, the Mishnah gave a reason why Tanakhama will use that of a cow, either because it's not considered a shofar, it's called a keren. So the question is whether that's just semantics or whether that's a significant reason, as Machlokas and Rishonim. The other reason is was Ula's reason, based on the famous concept of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. Which we'll touch on a little later, but basically the concept is that, as we know, our one of our missions in life is to atone for the Chet Ego, right? So certain times when we constantly do things for tzomach chedego, but sometimes when you're doing things for the purpose of appeasement, for the purpose of ritui, or when you're doing something very intense, like the Kohen Gadol going to the Kodesh Kadosh and Yom Kippur, or possibly the Tanna Kamma here holds the shofar, when you're blowing the shofar to Ma'orah Zechronos, then we're going to say don't start using our main defender here as the actual culprit, right? Enkatei Nasus and Egar. Abai offers another reason in the Gemara that really there's a din, as we find by many mitzvos, when like it would be here a shofar echad amrachmana lo shnayim l'shosha, and the way a shofar of a pyre looks is it's gildy. It's like sections. So it could be an issue of shofar echad lo shnayim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees in all three of those reasons. First of all, he proves that really it's not a big deal that a horn of a para is called a karen, because all horns are called karen. That's just through the psukim. He says that in kategor nasas and eger is not relevant here, because the bottom line is that's the din going to the kodesh kadashim. Okay, and he also says that it's not a problem shofar echor hamayim, because at the end of the day it's one shofar. Okay, so that's the first. So far we have two sheets of netanayim. One sheet to hold you can use anything but a para, and one sheet those you give me is a para. Those are the first two sheets. Okay, now we turn to the second Mishnah on the blot. And the Mishnah says, in the middle of the Chavavim Beis, Shofar Rosh Hashanah Shel Ya'el Pashut. The Shofar Rosh Hashanah has to be that of a Ya'el Pashut. Now, what turns out is that we're really talking about here in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they blow the Shofar, they would have Chatzotros. I think next blot will be more dedicated to that. But you see there's a sheet here that holds, you should use the Shofar of a Ya'el Pashut, right? Which a Pashut means it's plain. It doesn't have any shape, straight, that's what I'm trying to say, right? It's straight, it doesn't have any curves, right? That's what Yelpa should, it's fine. Okay, now if you skip down to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda, in the last two lines of the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah token b'shal zacharim. And Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar of a zachar, okay, which is that of a male kevet. Well, what are we talking about? A male goat? Okay? Is that? Sheep? Okay, sheep, right. We have a sheep, and that's a keves. So we'll see the lashon. The Rambam gives the actual lashon of a keves. And the point is, be over sheol. Fine. So in Rosh Hashanah we blow that of a keves. Now there's two machlokas in the Mishnah really. One machlokas is what do you blow in Rosh Hashanah? Okay, that's one machlokas. Tanna Kamma says Ya'el Pashut, and Rabbi Yehuda says you blow the zecharim. Okay. The other machlokas, and by the way, it's Chorim or Kufim. The other machlokas is if we tie Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. There's a hekesh, which we're going to see. A lot of the halachas we learn about shofar are going to actually be learned from the shofar that we blow during Yom Kippur of Yovel. So there's a machlokas on whether we tie into Yovel or not. So everybody agrees in Yovel, you blow that via El Pashut. Okay? So the machlokas is, everybody in our Mishnah, by the way, there are two machlokas in the Mishnah. One is, and really, one leads to the other. One machlokas is whether you have to learn from Yovel into Rosh Hashanah. Is the same shofar you use in Yovel have to be the same that you use on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a hekesh, in other words? Tanna Kamma says yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. And then the second machlokas, which probably is a derivative of the first machlokas, is that if that's the case, then do you have to use a Ya'el Pashut or not? So the Tanna Kamma seems that you have to use the Ya'el Pashut. We learned it from Yovel. Okay, and Rabbi Yehuda seems to say we're not bothered by learning from Yovel. Okay, then Rabbi Levi, there's a third shita. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'yashel Yom Kippur b'kufin." That really, the way Rabbi Levi says that really on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur you have to use k'fufin. But he's different, as the Gemara says, he's different than Rabbi Yehuda shita because he agrees with the Tanna Kamma that you have to learn from Yovel. But he just disagrees what you use in Yovel. So at the end of the day, Lamaisa, there are two sheets that come out from this mission, this Gemara, what you use in Rosh Hashanah. Do you use the El Pashut, or do you use Zachar Kafuf? Okay? So now we have four sheets. That's what come out. We have four sheets here, okay? One sheet is Rabbi Yossi. We'll go from the extremes. Rabbi Yossi sheet that says everything works, even that of a para. Next sheet is the Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma, Daf Chavavim and Aleph, that says everything works but a para. Okay? Next sheet is, let's say, called the Tanna Kamma, that says Ya'el Pashut. And then the fourth sheet, and that's it's either the ideal shita or how we paskin shita, as we'll see in a moment, is a zacher kafaf. Okay? So how do we put this all together? So the Rishonim discussed how we put it all together. But before we do that, let's just learn the Gemara for a moment. And what we'll skip to the Gemara is on the Chavav Mabez, fifth line from the bottom, B'mayikam B'fulgei. Right, so now we want to know the two dayas. And one day holds in our Mishnah, you need to use the El Kafuf. One holds that you use a Zachar Pashut. What are they arguing about? Ma'ikam B'fulgei. So Mar Savar, one day holds B'Rosh Hashanah. Then Rosh Hashanah Kama Dekayif Inish Daite Tvei. Malay. The more a person bends himself, and the more a person, like, lowers himself, we'll see Rashi in a minute. I'm just giving a rough translation. That's better. In Yom Kippur, the more he becomes pasha, straight is better. Umayrsov, the other time, holds Rosh Hashanah, kama de pasha in his daiti tvei malay. The more he becomes pasha, the more he becomes straight is better. We'll skip the Taniyos part. We're not getting Taniyos right now. So let's read Rashi. So basically, everybody seems to agree that we're trying to reach a certain objective of an attitude or of a state of mind, mindset of some sort. Question is, what should the approach be? So Rashi says, "Kama dekayet inish b'tzuaso, panav kfushim la'aretz tvei adif." If his face is like leaning and facing downwards, that's better. Mishum v'ahayu einai v'libi sham, because it says that my heart and my eyes should be there. Hilv Rosh Hashanah de l'tfila, Rosh Hashanah, that the purpose, the tachlis of shofar is for davening. Ulahazkir akedus yitzlok ba b'ina kufim, and coming to remind us of akedus yitzlok ba. It's coming to teach, to remind us of the case of Yitzchak, therefore it has to be bent. Okay? Now, what about the other Shitas? The next Rashi, let's skip to the next Rashi. Kama de Pasha Tvei Adif, right? That's the case of to be straight. Mishum Nasal Avenu Akapayim. We should lift our faces up to the sky. Rosh Hashanah B'Pshutim Dil Tfilu. It's for the purpose of Tfilu. Alright? So basically, once again, it's just repeating what we're saying anymore. They both have the same objective, it appears. But the question is, what's the best way to get there? Right? What's the best approach? But one thing, let's go back to Rashi, Kama Dekayif Inish. Rashi adds something there that did not appear in our Gemara at all. If everyone wants to see what I'm referring to. Now, our Gemara is still not Tfila, very good. But then Rashi throws in another factor. Anybody see what I'm referring to? And maybe it was in the back of our mind. I mean, maybe subconsciously we knew about it the whole time. But I'm referring to Akedah Yitzchak. Right? The Gemara doesn't discuss Akedah Yitzchak. The Gemara discusses davening, does not discuss Akedah Yitzchak. So Rashi is inserting that. Now Rashi has very good reason to insert it, because Rashi knew the Gemara that we learned about 10 weeks ago. Right? If we want to turn to Daf Tes Zayin, this is the Daf Tes Zayin talks about in the four prokin that the world is judged. And obviously, Rosh Hashanah is one of the days we're judged. So, in Daf Tes Zayin, four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Avo, Lama Token B'Shofar Shel Ayal. Why do we blow on the shofar of an Ayal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lufane B'Shofar Shel Ayal. Blow on the shofar of an Ayal. Kedei She'ezko Lachem Akedis Yitzchak Ben Avram. This is why I'll remember the Akedis Yitzchak Ben Avram. Umal Ani Aleichem Ki Akadetem Asmachem Lufanei. And therefore, It will be as though you had the Akedah. What that means, not for now, that's a Gaita. But you see that Rashi clearly incorporates that discussion into the discussion here in the Mishnayos. Okay? So we have these four different shitas of how, what kind of shofar we should use. And the question is how they relate to each other. Okay? So Tosos here, and we'll keep that in mind, that Rashi actually incorporates the Akedah, Rabbi Avo shita, into the Tanakhama shita, or into Rabbi Yehuda shita. They have to use a Zachar Kafuf. So if you look in Tosos tries to put it all together, all these different shitas, and he basically says, we're going to skip around a little bit because we don't have to learn the whole Tosos inside, but if you see Tosos Shoyal Pashu, the second Tosos on the page, in the fifth narrow line, U'mitzvah B'Shel Yael Pashut, see that? So Tosafos starts off by saying that it seems to be the mitzvah we should pass like the Tanakhama, we should pass like Yehuda, Yael Pashuk is the best way to do it. Okay? Then he says, now like not like, yeah, it's not a comma, I'm sorry. Exactly. Umi ain halacha king. He says, but nevertheless, halacha is not like that. Elak Rebbe Yehuda, Damar Rosh Hashanah b'shel zecharim kfufim. Dainu shel ayal. Because he says, in Rosh Hashanah we use zecharim kfufim, which is really that of an ayal. Rebbe Levi kai kavasin. Rebbe Levi seems to pass like him in the Gemara. Damar mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah yom kippur b'kfufim. The kasavar kama de kai finish tvei adith. Mishin v'hayu ayne v'levi shan. Ukadam Rebbe Avo b'parakama. And then he references Rebbe Avo in Dafta Zayin. Why right? So it's kind of all mixed up here. We have all these different shittos all over the place. How we reconcile it? So the next thing Tosfos says is very interesting. He says, really, this discussion we have here in the Afkal Vavam Beis is only as Elochatkhila. Everybody agrees. The Yotze B'dieved, Bein B'Shal Yal, Bein B'Shal Yal. You turn back to the Afkal Vav, Tanakama says, call Shofar's Kheros. Rabbi Yossi even says, that of a para. We pass like Tanakama, everything is kosher. To Kidikan Yerisha, call Shofar's Kherim, Chutz Misha para. However, Hechadol Matta Shoyal, Yotzi Bisho Rachel of a Sirizim. Okay? Tain the Dil Mitzvi Plug. He says, really, Nikar Adin, they're all okay, except other than that of a para. But he says, well, the whole discussion here in Dafchav Avon Mebez is as he calls Lechat Chila. Okay? Then he has a whole discussion. The last four lines, he kind of hedges a little bit. The last four lines of Tosfos gets the whole discussion back and forth, and he says, "Lekachi nira li." He goes, "Maybe I would want to say the mitoch ze the inu yotze el bekafuf." Here it is, circle is kafuf ilo. It has to be bent. It has to be curved. But Tosfos definitely throws out here that the way to reconcile all the shitas is that there's lechatchila b'di'eved. B'di'eved, all the shofars are okay except for a par halacha l'maisa. Tosfos says. Lechatchila, they're arguing b'shel yael, b'shel kafuf. What's kind of the best attitude about davening? No, I think more than a minute. Yeah. In other words, it's almost like... good segue, because let's look in the ritual. Let's look in the first source. as you see, I marked it out, because right, I'm starting to try to use the bar line, you know, cut and paste. After all these years, give it a shot. But I messed up the first source. I wrote two instead of one, so I just marked it out for everybody. And... the Ritva says, okay, this is the Ritva and Daf Tezayin. The Ritva and Daf Tezayin, once again, he comes from the other direction, brings our two sugyas together. So he quotes Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo says, why do we blow the shofar of an ayal? And he says, Perish lava maimer shechovel it called the shofar shah. It doesn't mean you have to blow the shofar. Rabbi Avo isn't saying you have to blow the shofar of an ayal. Dotnan, we have our mission in Daf Chavav, called shofar's ksherin. Right? Two shofar chol, as long as there's a hole in it, as long as it's not that of a para. Ushmo shofar, as long as there's the name of a para. Fukisho para. Shnikwa Karen. Therefore, he says, Ula mitzvah min ha-mufchor bein a shofar kafuf. Right? Tosu's lashon l'chatchila, he's maybe even being a little bit more mekel. He's saying it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchor. You could be yosik and mekang your mitzvah, no problem, if you do with a regular shofar. But mitzvah mufchor is to use a shofar kafuf. The kama de kaif inish li beit fei mali. Okay? And if you want to just skip a little bit, and he says that, basically he's asking himself, he goes, what about Rabbi Avo? Rabbi Avo says, Lama token b'shofar shel ayal. Right? So it seems to be from Rabbi Avo, it's that's how you have to do it. So he says, no, you don't have to do it, but what Rabbi Avo is doing, he's making an observation. He goes, why is Klal Yisrael so makbid to blow the Avon Ayal? Why are they so makbid for Tosfos Lashon L'chatchila or the Ritva's Lashon Mitzvah Mufchor? That's in order to be Ma'orah Kedesh Yitzchak. But you definitely don't have to do. That's what the Ritva clearly says, like Tosfos. And that seems to be definitely a mainstream sheet in the Rishonim. If you look in source number two, though, the Rambam makes things interesting. Kedarko. He says, Mitzvah Zaseisho Torah, Ushmo Atruas HaShofar, Rosh Hashanah. And he says, starts off with the Maisa Mitzvah, Shemar Yom Tru Yelchem. And then he says, Veshofar Shetokim, but what's the shofar we use? Bein Rosh Hashanah, Bein Biovel, Hu Keren HaKvasim HaKafuf. It's that of a keves, a kafuf. And then he says, does he say mitzvah mufchor? Not quite, which is the next lashon. Because shofar's psuin, chutz mikaren a keves. As opposed to the Ritva and Tosfos who say the other ones are okay, but mitzvah mufchor, he passes them all, unless it's karen a karen keves. Okay? And then he says, v'avah bishol in his parish, v'torah trua, v'shofar, v'shon ari, omer, biovel. Fine. V'avah to shofar trua, etc. skip to the end of the second to last line of Sugas Arayvid, where he quotes the Rambam, the Choshovers Psul and Chutz Mikaren Keves, Amar Avram, Hifri Zamidosov, I don't know exactly how to translate that, but basically, maybe he got carried away or something like that, El Mitzvah V'Kufin, Vim Takel B'Shel Yal Yasa, right, so the Arayvid sides with the Ritva and the Tosos, can I get the Rambam, we have a, you know, typical, beautiful Mahoz Rishonim. The Rambam says, B'dievet he's got to be, Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Avo, maybe he takes Rabbi Avo, that's a Chiyuv, like Rabbi Levi, and the other Rishonim kind of reconcile all the Mishnayos to be a Chatzchilo B'dievet stage. And the question is, how do you explain the different Shita, how do you explain the Rambam Shita? Okay? So actually, in Harei Kedem, you know, Michal Shurkin, Sefer on Torah from the Rav, he makes a very interesting point. He says that the psukim that Rashi brings to quote the different shitas, whether it's going to be bent, or whether it's going to be straight or not, are really psukim that are brought in the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos in source number 3. Sure. A couple years ago, I was trying to be Ma'ayan. I think it's the same animal, but different ages. Like, I think it's the words are interchangeable.
I think so.
I was a ram, but what's a kevis?
Sheep.
Okay, fine. Okay, good. So we're good. Okay? I was asking somebody, and somebody was telling me that the different way you use Ayal versus Kevis is maybe the age of the animal. So I think even one of those that came with the Rambam say, he's just trying to talk about the age of the animal. I didn't look into it today, to be honest with you. I think that's what they said.
Kevis could be used for your male or female.
Okay. Did you say Zohar here? But the females have horns? The females have shofars?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's got to be a male then, right?
No, I think
they do. We got to get a veterinarian. When I was in Bubba Common YU, there was a guy who was going to veterinarian school. So he used to explain about different animals, domesticated, not domesticated. Very helpful. So we need to get somebody in here one day. Okay. What's that? I'd say, take a class trip to the zoo or something. There you go. So I think there's an age difference. I think that's what it comes down to. Uh-huh. Well, at least when you're old. Okay, what's an ayal? Okay. Fine. So we have a machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rishonim on this point. So what they do here, what he does in Harei Kedem is like this. He refers us to the Gemara in source number 3, Gemara in Yevamos. Okay? And we skip to the end of the second line, Jokhiv Ribshim Bar Rebbe Abu Yossi Pesach Pasach HaMinai of Omar. One of them said, in the third line, Hamspalo Tzorch Yitain Eino V'mata. When a person davens, he has to face downwards. Shinemri quotes this pasuk, they're actually quoted, beautiful. V'haya Eine V'libi Sham Kol Yamin. The Chadam, or the other sheet over there in the Gemara, says, Eino V'mali, you should be looking up. Shnemar, Nasil Aveinu Akapayim, right? The Shita that said he has to be a Yal Pashud quotes the one that says you should lift our, for the Pasuk in Eichel, you should lift ourselves up to the sky. Okay? Adahachi also, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Gabayo, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef came and said, Amu, he said, B'maya Sakta, what are you guys learning? Amu B'tzu, what about Tzila? Amu Kacham Rabba, so this is what my father said. Hamispalo, we have two conflicting psukim. So what we do is we do both. We look downward, we look upward. Okay? And how does the Rama Paskin, by the way? Look in source number 4. Actually, sorry, we have to see source number 4. Actually, look in, take that back. Look in source number 6. And as you see, I'm still going to use this by a lot. So the first letter in source number 6 was cut off. It's supposed to be Tikkun Haguf. Okay? The way we physically set ourselves up is, Ketzad, Shum Omi V'Tfilo, when you're getting ready to daven, when you stand up to daven, Tzorach L'Chavin is Ragav Zubazu, so put your feet next to each other, V'Nosein Eino V'Mata, you face downward, Ki'ilu Humabit L'Aretz, like you're looking at the ground. Yeah, okay? That's what you're supposed to do. So what do you see? The Rambam, it's interesting. The Rambam paskin hilchas tefillah, you look downward. He paskins hilchas shofar, the bent one with and the sheet in Yevamos who brings the pasuk says you look downward. Quotes the pasuk that Rashi brings for the sheet that it says you use a kafuf. Okay, so what you're going to say here is I'll quote what you wrote here. V'inei Rambam the pasuk the beinin kafuf likuva. The Rambam will paskin that you need kafuf likuva. But the evidence even you're not yotzei if you don't use a kafuf. Shmamina the svirulei the inyan hatfilah sheba shofar. The concept when we talk about shofar is a davening, a way, a means of davening. It's not just drush. It's not just an add-on. Ain't no hidur tosefes ba'alma. Elohmi guf mitzvah shofar u'ma'akev b'di'evet. Right? If I ask you, what is shofar? Shofar is a means of tefillah. And just like if a person davens and doesn't daven correctly, he's not yosei. So too, if you don't do the shofar correctly, you're not yosei. It's got to be a way. A mechanic of tefillah. That's what he wants to say.
Placing such a level of importance, the kuva and the cheftis from mitzvah, how does that reconcile with the beginning, where it's the concept of the kol, that's the ikar?
Good question. So, in a way, he addresses that question, because then he asks the question himself. He goes, wait a second. The Gemara is going to say, we're going to see this in Daf Chavches, he says, that if a person blew a shofar on Rosh Hashanah to make music, right? Yatsa. Why? Because it misses Ein Tzrichos Kavana. Alright? That's not so partial at all, but let's just say for a moment, take that for granted. Maybe we'll get into Mrs. Tzrichos Kavana, Ein Tzrichos Kavana on Daf Chav Ches. But in the meantime, it's Mrs. Ein Tzrichos Kavana. Yet by Tefillah, there's a din by Tefillah, even though those who say you don't need Kavana by Tefillah, say that when you're davening, you have to have Kavana, not necessarily for the Perish Hamilos, but you have to have Kavana that you're davening. You have to know you're not stopping Mitzasek, you have to have Kavana for davening. So he asked himself, wait a minute, if we're equating the two, right, how come by shofar you don't have to have kavana, and by tefillah you do have to have kavana? Okay? So that's not your question exactly, but in order to answer, he says that what he's trying to chadish is that by shofar, it just has to be roi for tefillah, not ma'akev. It has to be roi for tefillah, not ma'akev. That it has to be. Like it's kind of called royal bila ain bila makav. It has to be roy for this thing. If at the end of the day you didn't have kavanah to do the mitzvah, you didn't have kavanah to do tefillah, it's okay. But at least we have to set ourselves up to be able to do makai in the mitzvah. So in a way, what he's doing is he's taking the focus off the chefza and just saying that we have to just create the conditions. We have to look at more as the conditions of tefillah as opposed to looking at the chefza. You hear what I'm trying to say? Not buying it. It's a good question. Maybe the question is better than the answer. Okay. So you wrote a kind of the mitzvah of tefillah. Alright? So it's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, it's a big kiddush. But wanted to share it. Because you have to explain the Rambam sheet. I'll tell you what I was thinking about the Rambam sheet. I was preparing it, but then I realized that I may have to slug myself up. But I'll tell you, I have a theory in the Rambam, which I've spoken about a few other times, that there's a concept of zekhel manveh, there's a concept of hisna b'mitzos, right? So, there are a bunch of different sheets of the Rambam, where it seems to be, the Rambam holds, hiddur is only in the chetzer shel mitzvah, not in the maisa shel mitzvah. Okay? For example, I'll give you a few examples. Some Rishonim would say you could do hiddur even in the maisa mitzvah. There's another. A good example would be, that Tosis, this is when it comes to Tosis in Sukkah, says that if Shomei Ka'ona, if you hear somebody make a bracha and you're quiet, you're Yotzei Shomei Ka'ona. What if you say Amen? You say Amen, then it's a mitzvah min hamufkar or something like that. It's the kind of lashon he uses. The Rambam has a different pshat. The Rambam says if you listen, you're Shomei Ka'ona, okay? And if you say Amen, it's as though you yourself made the bracha. So why isn't he saying mitzvah and mufkar? Because once I wanted to say because he doesn't hold of hiddur. He doesn't hold of the concept of hiddur, so he can't learn hiddur over there. You see it by the Rambam Shita by Neris Chanukah. The Rambam holds what's mahadran and mahadran. If the Shita over there is focusing more on the chefta than Ner as opposed to the light. And the Ramal and Tosa say that you want to create a hecker through the lighting of how many people are in the house. He doesn't have that. He says, we want to create all these candles. You know, you take 10 people in the house times 8, you have 80 candles. He's focusing on the chefza. So I wanted to say, according to him, he couldn't teich. He had a Mishnah that said it's got to be a keves, right? And he couldn't teich like the other Rishonim. He couldn't teich, oh, one's the mitzvah and one's the chatzchila. Because he doesn't have a chatzchila when it comes to right, because since there's no chefta by shomer, he doesn't have a chatzchila b'di'evet. Therefore, it's got to be one way or the other. It's got to be either yotze or not yotze. But then that's where I'm going with it. And maybe next week I'll be able to work it out a little better. But that's just trying to understand why he's so machped. Why the Rambam, when he learns these mishnayos, why he's so machped that you're not yotze even b'di'evet. All right. If anybody has another pshat, more than happy to hear. Let's move on to another topic in the meantime, right? That's okay. So, one of the things that, going back to a small topic here, shift gears, what was one of the reasons why you could not blow a shofar of a para? So the three reasons given, right? So the second reason was the reason of Ula, Ein Kateger Nasis Anegar. Okay? So Gemara in Daf Chafav asks, the Gemara says, we'll read a few lines in Ula here. Ula Amar, this is on the Daf Chafav and Aleph, if you see Tosus de Amaso Ikru, so two lines up. Ula Amar, Hainu Taim de Rabbanon, Ked Rav Chizda. The reason of Rabbanon is like Rav Chizda. The Amar Rav Chizda, Neima in Kohen Gadol, Nichnes with Big Day Zav, Lefnai Bafnim, Hakam in Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh Kadashim, he does not go in wearing big days off. A lot of times the big day coin would be made of gold. Lavodavo to be obeyed. Lafisha in kategor nasis an eger. But you're coming, he's coming machaper in the ego. So what a patch and pun him if all of a sudden he's wearing gold, which is, reminds ego azov, right? Then the Gemara asks, goes through a whole shag of attire. They use the dam of power. Yeah, but dam, you change, ishtani, it changes the appearance. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The aron, the kaparas, and the kruvim, all these kelim in the mikdash were gold. Says Chotel, we're focusing on the Chotel. Kohen Gadol was even more so, he was from Aaron. Kohen Gadol was from Aaron, Kohen. So he's representing the Chotel. He should not be wearing gold. Gemara says, oh, Vayik, Kafel, Machta, some of the other Kalim. Gemara says, once again, Chotel, Ba'yisna, he should not adorn himself in these begadim. Gemara says, Vayik, a big day Zav, right? Mibachutz, right? He wears big day Zav on the outside also. Gemara says, Mefim, Karmina. So then, what Ula is trying to say is, therefore, shofar, just like we don't wear big dick zav to go into Kodesh Kodesh and Kippur, so too, we don't blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah with a shofar of a para. The Gemara says, shofar nami b'chutzu. Shofar is also on the outside. What's the big deal? Right, where we blow shofar in shul. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't blow in the Kodesh Kodesh. Gemara says, kevin zizli karin ruki b'fnim dami. The Gemara says that since it's coming with zikaro and it's kibifnim. Alright? So first of all, Tosa says, in Chote by Yisna, Tosa is a shofar also. The Gabe shofar, Misna Nami Bekolt Kiyaso. Somehow it's associated with him, it's like adorning. Okay, interesting. Rashi disagrees. Rashi is kibifnim zikaro and kasi kibifnim dami. It says, shofar nami afagav, the lace bay mishum Chote by Yaakov. There's no problem with Chote by Yaakov, there's no akrabi here. The lace bay mishum Chote by Yisna, there's no problem of wearing it, like Tosa wants to say. Nevertheless, Kevin is the current Kasi, since it's coming as a remembrance, to be mal as the current Akash Baruch Hu, Kib Big Day Kohen Gadol Shulafnim Dami. It's like the Big Day Kohen Gadol, okay? It's like that of Kohen Gadol. So you see, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, that's the Machlokas according to Ula. That we don't blow shofar, that we shouldn't have a situation of Ein Kategor Nasis Anegor. So the Ritzvah goes through the Shakatayiv a little bit. And then he says, at the end, we could skip to the end of the Ritva, this is source number 9. Third to last line. Towards the end of the line, he says, Hai shofar came into the Zikaron. Now, see, this shofar, since it's coming for the purpose of the Zikaron, U'ahachnis tfilashen shal Yisrael ofnai b'ofnim, and it's coming like we're trying to reach the ofnai b'ofnim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? And kilofnim dami. The objective is kind of similar. But then he says, Alach l'maisa. He says, V'talis mitzuyetzes, shimus heves. What about a person that has a talis that maybe has a golden sort of a tara on it? Mutter lilbosh yom kippurim. You're allowed to wear in Yom Kippur. The havadik chutzami. There's no problem with chutzami. So Rav says in Mefurish that halach l'maisa you could wear these golden clothing. However, just to let you know, the Matzah Frayim, I knew I'd seen it somewhere. I found it maybe. I was looking for Shabru, I didn't find it. But the Matzah Frayim actually disagrees. The Matzah Frayim is talking about what you should wear in Yom Kippur. And he says people would wear, let's say, a silver atara. It's nice, even under kittel. He said that people would wear silver ataras on their kittels also. And then he said, V'chein ha'yunogin milofnim la'asos. Had base at Saver Mu'utr, Batar, Shokesef, the Kittel, they would put a, like people have in their Talisim. He says, Vizemni Karuv Shoshin Shalzav. Lately, people started making out of gold also. O Miksasa Kesem, Miksasa Zav, or partial gold, partial silver. Laman Haros Teferes Guduasam, to show how great they are, right? Fine. Vol Yadu, they don't know. She a smach min a Talmud, Shalul Bozov. We have a smach min a Talmud, and the Elf of Matthew says, from our Gemara here. You shouldn't wear gold in Yom Kippur. Okay? And he says, V'chein roi is a pun here. V'chein roi l'hachzir atara l'yoshna. We should not say atara l'yoshna. We owe us nechma v'kesef. We should only wear kesef and not to wear gold. And then he says, V'chein anashim alobjus levonim b'yom ha'kadosh hazeh ein ma'atrin oso b'zahabim. V'minu yisrael toru. They should not wear gold, women. And he says, Dar Gemara. Right? So, it's interesting. The Ritzvah says, Meferish not to worry about it. But yet the Mat Ephraim is Makbid. So just So I point out it's an interesting halacha l'maisa. Right. Okay, the last point we'll touch on is the Ritzvah says in source number 10, something that maybe is a little controversial. I don't know, he's just going through, unless I'm not understanding what he's trying to say correctly, but when he's going through at one point, the Gemara said it would be Tanir Shel Zacharim, right? The Gemara made a chiluk. That on Rosh Hashanah we use an ayal. This is according to the sheet who says that on Rosh Hashanah we use ayal pashut, but on Netanyas we use zuchara. Okay, so this is Perush. You see in source number 10, the afogav the tainis yom tzar b'tzakahu, even though tainis yom tzar b'tzakahu kimo Rosh Hashanah, like Rosh Hashanah. And then he differentiates. He says, nevertheless, we want to differentiate. So when I read these words in the Ritva, I was very surprised. Right, that we're calling Rosh Hashanah Day of Tzara Tzaka. Okay, so for that matter, I just wanted to bring it as a reference, just to get started. I'm sure we're going to touch on this a lot more as we go through the famous Shaila. A few famous Shailas. Can you fast on Rosh Hashanah? Okay, is there a din of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? What is the general attitude supposed to be in Rosh Hashanah? So one of the first sources really is the Mordechai in source number 11. The Mordechai Shol, Rabbeinu Nachshon Gon, Mal Lissanos Rosh Hashanah. What's the din of fasting Rosh Hashanah? Beheshiv Rosh Hashanah, Osro Lissanos. Osro is fast as a Q Oshan. Bemi Dibre Torah, Bemi Dibre Kabbalah, Bemi Braisa, Bemi Talmudah. Right? He goes, from every way you look at it, I'm going to show you can't fast. Midibre Torah, Binayin, Mephishu Kalul Im Shara Modos. We connect the Torah when it's ever discussing Rosh Hashanah to the context of the other Yom Tovim. Uksiv ben Mikri Kodesh. V'dashinim b'sifra v'sifri kachel b'maychol b'mishto b'ksus nekiya. Chayin Rashi parish emorak lahanim. V'mikrosh Yom Kippur ksus nekiya v'tfila. Right? He says in Yom Kippur we do tfila and clean clothing. However, shal yom tov b'maychol b'mishna uksus nekiya v'tfila. Right? So he says he grouped Rosh Hashanah with all the other yom tovim. Go the Rosh Hashanah ikri chag kechol ha'modim. Okay? Once again, when it comes to Simcha, Shoshaba, Ushayam Tovim. And then he said, Divrei Kabbalah, we went from Ezra, maybe we'll skip, we don't have to go through the whole thing. And then he brings Yerushalmi. We can skip down, actually, let's skip. And then this will conclude. In the seventh to last line, towards the end, it says, Umina Talmud Minayim. Remember, he said he committed himself to bring from the Torah, Kabbalah, Talmud, and what else? And Braisa. So Talmud where? Umina Talmud Minayim, Donkey Time, Yerushalmi, Chab Rechanina, Ravim, Barosha, Omer Chadam, Reizu, Umma, Kuuma, Zu, Benog, Shabolam. What? There's no other nation like Chal Yisrael. Benog, Shabolam, Adam, Yeshio, Deish, Yeshol, Din. A person knows he has a trial coming up. Lovei shchorim umegalos kani wears black clothing, grows a beard. Sheni Yodeh is nervous. Sheni Yodeh Heich Yeitz Yotzei Dina. Aval Yisrael Einam came. Lo Vishlevanim. We wear white clothing. Misatzim Levanim. Megalchim Zekenam. Va'ochlim. Meshosim. Mesmechim. Yodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'asla Amnes. Harishim HaTalmud She'asru L'Tanus. So his main agenda here is the Yom Fast. But what you see in the context of his discussion is that the attitude about Rosh Hashanah has to be that of Simcha. It's true we daven, it's true we blow the shofar, it's true Ma'al Zichronos. But to equate it to Tainus was a big surprise to see that in the Ritva. So I just wanted to point out, maybe over the course of our learning we're going to see maybe there is Machlokes in Rishonim as the attitude of Rosh Hashanah. But at least we see that Mordechai goes out of his way, spends a lot of time to put a very, very positive spin on how it has his Rosh Hashanah. Shkoyach.